Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, the NYPD now looking for the public's help to find the people using Facebook Marketplace to rob people. They say it happened at least three times in late May in the Bronx and on the Upper East Side. In each case, the victims had arranged to meet the suspects to sell them something, but instead, the robbers grabbed the item they were supposed to be buying and ran off without paying. They've made off with a Nintendo Switch as well as a watch and sneakers, police say. Investigators have released security camera photos of the suspects. They're asking that anyone who recognized them reach out to Crime Stoppers and let them know. Well, still no arrests in that triple shooting at a basketball tournament in Harlem last week that left a former college star and pro player dead. And now his mother is speaking out.
He was a joy. And he'll always be a joy. My sister screamed out, and I said, Keenan had a shot. And she told me he did.
Eden Rockford's 35-year-old son, Keenu Rockford, played professional basketball, that is, in Europe for several years after a standout college career at Fairleigh Dickinson. He'd become a popular streetball figure in the city before he was gunned down Friday during the first of the annual Kingdom Games at NYCHA's King Towers. Two other people were wounded. Mayor Mamdani later posting on social media that the senseless violence must stop. He adds that investigators are working closely with community partners to provide services to those affected and the entire community. A violent encounter in the Bronx where a man was stabbed to death on the street this morning, and police are still looking to make an arrest. Detectives say it happened shortly before 7 a.m. near East 183rd Street in Grand Concourse. Officers answering a 911 call about an assault in progress found a 46-year-old man with a number of stab wounds. The victim's injuries turned out to be fatal. According to investigators, the man had gotten into an argument with several other people when someone pulled a weapon. And then everyone fled into several vehicles at the scene. They're working now to track down the group. Well, it is not yet Bastille Day. That is on Tuesday. But all things French are on display today along a stretch of Madison Avenue.
There's fresh crepes, interactive art, a dog parade, and a fancy car. There's something around every corner, and visitors are soaking it all in.
We try to go to Paris often or as much as we can. So this is not, it's a nice treat for us.
The annual festival transforms the Upper East Side into a French-inspired block party. And we spoke with two artists that created a game right on Madison Avenue.
So the game starts in Versailles, in Paris, and it goes through through Paris, and then it ends up in the Statue of Liberty, who was a gift from France to you.
Organizers say it's the largest Bastille Day celebration outside of France. Shanice Archer, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Madison Avenue.
A nice arrest in Brooklyn as federal immigration authorities continue to conduct enforcement here in the five boroughs. Department of Homeland Security says Danny Joel Quispe Manzanchi arrived in the U.S. from Ecuador 2 years ago, didn't comply with reporting requirements. He's reportedly agreed to deport voluntarily.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.